If you know how to use a computer, you surf the internet, maybe every day, you might not think about how difficult it might be for some people to learn how to use technology that comes easily. It's part of the routine for you. For a number of people, having to take, say, the GED online or start a social media profile, even send an email, can be a daunting task. Joining us now to talk about developing programs that help teach people how to use technology, we have Bonnie Tomlin, different Bonnie, by the way, than in that story. She's a multimedia developer at Fox Valley Technical College. Bonnie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, why is tech literacy, these basic computer skills, so important?
Well, it's important because all of our careers are moving in this way that you need to be computer literate to obtain a decent job and have a decent career.
And, yeah, I think about a lot of jobs out there, and so many of them and more demand at least that basic level of computer competency, don't they?
Yes, they definitely do.
And we're not talking about, you know, a high-tech programming language. You're looking at basic computer skills, which I think is actually the name of your program. What kind of skills are we talking about here?
Well, the course starts out really basic, starting from all of the hardware that you'll need to know, using the mouse, using a keyboard, identifying a CPU and a monitor, and then we build from there. We add in the operating system and word processing skills and all the way up to social media.
Yeah, and these are things, again, that people who use computers all the time probably take for granted, and maybe like basic reading literacy. It's something that people might be embarrassed if they're in a situation to say, yeah, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to turn that thing on.
Exactly.
So let's talk through your program. You say it goes step by step. How did you assess what the most important skills were going to be?
Well, this was a joint program from all of the technical colleges. They got together and determined what skills were really required to bring this level of user up to what would be required in the job environment today.
And who is your target audience? Who did you have in mind as you're developing this program?
Well, it's basically anybody that needs these skills, but specifically we were looking at dislocated workers, possibly veterans that may be leaving the military and then going into the job force, or individuals that are re-entering the workforce.
So take us to step one. This is kind of a programmed instruction where you start, as you said, with the basics and move on to more advanced things. What would the first lesson look like for that person? Say they've been laid off from a factory job, they're using a computer for the first time.
Sure. Well, you can use these in any order, but the one that we identified as going first would be using computing devices. The first learning activity is called use the mouse, and then identify computer devices would be the second. And the third in that module would be operate a computer and printer. And then that module ends with a test. So you're making sure that you know that you're understanding the material before you move forward.
If somebody's out there listening saying, yeah, that's me or a family member, I need to do this, where would they actually go? I mean, I assume you don't start off online because that presupposes knowing how to get there.
Well, you can actually start online. If you go to www.wisc-online.com, and that's WISC-online.com. And then you would go ahead and just click on that. So you may need some help. Mm-hmm. And if you do need help, you can go to the Workforce Development Centers, and they would be able to help you, as well as any of the technical colleges.
Okay, so tech colleges and workforce centers can help people at least get started with the program.
Right.
We're talking about technological literacy with Bonnie Tomlin. She's a multimedia developer at Fox Valley Technical College. She's been working on this new tech literacy series, really, of programs to help people, often dislocated workers, maybe veterans, start from the basics with computer skills and work up to things that they would need on a lot of job sites. So let's get a little more advanced, Bonnie. What kind of programs are you helping people get started on via these programs?
I'm sorry, what kind of program?
What kind of software, yeah?
Well, word processing software, so Microsoft Word, email, Outlook or Hotmail email typically, as well as Outlook, as well as social media. If you need to know about Facebook or LinkedIn, is pretty common now for finding job opportunities. And then also making sure that you're secure when you are actually on the computer and using your devices.
Now, what have you heard from educators who have used the programs you've developed?
We've heard great things. I've talked to the adult basic education instructors personally, and they said that this course really hits the mark. I do have a quote from one of the employment and training specialists from Workforce Development, if you're interested.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, she says, after previewing the basic skills computer course, I found the lessons and course material to be right on the mark and at a pace that would not overwhelm a new or inexperienced computer user. And she goes on to say, this program helps solve a significant long-term workforce training need by helping job seekers increase their computer skills.
So how long has this basic computer skills series been in action?
Well, we had the first 6 modules completed by September of last year, and then we finished 3 more modules by the end of the year, by December of 2015.
And do we know how many people have gotten started, have been using these so far?
So I have numbers just from January 1st through February 11th of this year, so about 6 weeks, and it's over 6,000 users.
Really? Quite a few. So what's next? What modules are you going to be adding in the future? How widespread are we going to see these things go?
At this point, I'm not sure. That would probably be somebody above my level thinking about that and seeing where we need to add that. More information in.
And then what are your hopes for the people who are using this program? What are you hoping they get out of the work you've put into it?
Well, I'm hoping they find a great job in a field that they're really interested in, and this computer technology has given them a leg up to get there.
All right. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for telling us about the program.
Thank you.
That's Bonnie Tomlin. She's a multimedia developer at Fox Valley Technical College. We've been talking about programs that she developed that help people gain valuable technical skills that might help them get a job, as she says.